And welcome, Hoosier fans, to this Thursday edition of Banner Morning, your daily rundown of IU basketball news and notes. I'm Michael Dugan, filling in for Jared Morris the day after IU defeated Central Arkansas. In team news, the Hoosiers overcame a slow start to roll through the Bears despite the absence of Rob Phinisee for most of the game, who is now in concussion protocol after suffering a head injury. Indiana used a 19-0 run in the first half to turn a 19-14 deficit into a 33-19 lead in just over 9 minutes of play. After Central Arkansas cut the margin to 12 in the second half at 52-40, Indiana went on another huge run, this time 22-0, to run away with the game behind great shooting, smart passing, and solid defense all around. The Hoosiers had 25 team assists on 36 made field goals, which was especially impressive when compared to just 12 turnovers. They took care of the ball and displayed good ball movement all throughout the contest. In terms of shooting, the scoreboard tells a good portion of the story. Indiana shot 56% from the field compared to just 31% for Central Arkansas, despite a pretty good start to the game from the Bears. A really impressive performance from Indiana after the first media timeout in this one. In player news, Devontae Green led the way for Indiana, and it felt like he could not miss from beyond the arc. He finished with 6 threes on 10 attempts, plus 1 free throw to finish as the game's leading scorer with 19. Devontae also had 9 rebounds, so close to a double-double, 6 assists, and 4 steals, perhaps his best game ever as an Indiana Hoosier. Romeo registered another double-double himself, finishing with 18 points and 11 boards. He took pretty good care of the ball, too, with just 1 turnover on the night. Juwan Morgan was 5 of 6 from the field, finished with 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists, but reached a far more impressive career milestone. After tonight's game, Juwan is 1 of just 11 active players to have 1,000 career points, 500 rebounds, 100 assists, and 100 blocks. Congratulations, Juwan. Now, let's go around the horn and get some reaction to Indiana's win. Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall dissects how the Hoosiers rolled to victory, partly thanks to not turning the ball over one time in the final 14 minutes and 13 seconds of the first half. Also, Indiana posted 1.18 points per possession in the game, its third best mark of the entire season. Zach Osterman of the Indy Star wrote about Devontae's great performance off the bench and how Indiana fell into another slow start, but managed to pull itself out quickly and cruise to a win. For all of the links mentioned in this edition of Banner Morning, visit assemblycall.com. And remember, use the URL iutickets.shop to visit SeatGeek for the best prices on IU basketball tickets. That's iutickets.shop, promo code assembly for $10 off your first purchase. Jared will be back on Monday with a new edition of Banner Morning. Until then, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim, and go Hoosiers.